Welcome to the Decentralized Consciousness Podcast, where I'm today visited by Thursday. Welcome, Thursday.
Welcome, Sama, and thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. And we should let our friends know that we've decided to gather around the fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So we're sitting by a fire today. And so Thursday and me, we have already meditated together, and lots of guides, spirit beings have gathered here with us next to the fire. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Yes, me too. I'm thinking about our friends. I'm thinking that besides this fire, we can invite everybody who has been contributing to the Bitcoin space over the years. As I progressed within the rabbit hole, I found lots of wisdom out of all those opinions and articles and podcasts and takes on Twitter and on Ostra, and especially within our groups, maybe the node-to-node thing. It was such a nice experience, and it feels like it was a lifetime ago. I mean, so many things happened since we've met on the physical plane, and I'm really glad of all the friends I've made along the way. So deeply thankful for that. So let's start by this place of gratitude.
Yeah, so we have all friends gathered by the fire. And we invite all the listeners to come to the fire as well. And me and Thursday, we are in different countries, so we're not talking about a physical fire here, but it is a fire in a parallel reality that we can all go there. And just listening to our voices will help you to find the entry point to this space where we gather as souls while we are all co-creating this episode of the podcast, because it's the presence of all the nodes, our guides and our listeners. We are all co-creating this, because Thursday and me, we go with the flow completely. And then this is the flow of the collective, or the group that we are with here today. Thursday, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit in any way you want, as a physical person or as a online persona, or you know, whatever shape or form you prefer?
Oh, it's always hard to talk about oneself.
Or maybe in a multi-life perspective, that would be nice.
Yeah, I was trying to feel the pulse, and I was listening to the fire and looking at it. So I go by Thursday, but I respond to many names, and I prefer to approach this from an energy point of view, because you may have noticed that your energy introduces yourself before you arrive to a certain place in a certain room, or even here by this fire. So I've been in the Bitcoin space for a few years now, and I'm excited to complete my first cycle. And it's been such an amazing adventure. I've learned so much and experience exchanging knowledge with other notes. And sometimes just talking about stuff, it's definitely helping and clearing the head and quieting the mind, because in such agitated times that we live in, I think it's important to find peace and to maintain calm at all costs. So this would be like a mantra to have. I like to play with it. So maybe it would be helpful to talk about a little about how we met. At some point, I've noticed your podcast, and I started listening to it, and it was something very fresh and out of the ordinary, but it felt so right, at least at the point I was at that time. And I started going deeper, and then I was curious about the application in real life. And at the time, I was facing some anger issues, anger management issues. And it felt a bit strangely because I was acquiring all this Bitcoin knowledge and stuff. But on the other hand, I wasn't calm. And I wonder why was that. And we started to talking and doing some sessions. And it really helped. And I wanted others to know about it, that you don't have to be angry all the time. It's more rewarding to take each situation as an opportunity to learn something about yourself. Because I've been thinking about the other nodes I'm connecting with are really just mirrors of myself. And each time I get to experience something new, and I learn a little bit about myself, and if I'm stubborn about it, the pattern will reappear. And it was scary a bit to see that the repetition tends to be infinite if you don't make peace with what is in general, because this is what I think it's causing so much pain. The resistance to what is, to the fundamental layer of reality. And until you calm yourself, I think the agitation continues. So I wonder how it was for you. Like, I want to see the other point.
So you came through Tomer. So you talked to Tomer first, and then you started talking with me, and it was you were an intense character. So it was like, from my perspective, you had some very intense spiritual experiences under your belt, and that they had made you sort of obsessed with finding the truth. And many times it's like this. It's like we need the traumas, we need the initiations to wake up. But then the next stage is that we need to heal from those awakening experiences. And in that sort of transition, it can be quite intense because we see all these things, but we are damaged, we are hurt, so we are not able to really communicate this effectively. So we can sort of scare people away, or we become intense for people. So that's how I remember you. That glow already then with sparkling curiosity and restlessness when it comes to finding the truth, and constantly testing me, like, are you testing me if I'm fake, or testing me if I'm strong enough. I think you're testing my strengths, and to see if I could cope with the things that you were presenting to me. And then it felt like after a few months, or that you sort of started relaxing your this sort of manic truth finding side, and you started trusting me, and then you started trusting the universe, and you started trusting yourself, and then you became calmer, and then you started to intuitively connect all the dots that you've been studying, because you've been studying so much in your manic phase, if I may say so, that it was, you had all this data stored up in different pockets in your mind temple. And then when you calmed down, when you started trusting, it was like the floodgates opened and you were able to connect the dots between everything you learned. And you became this source of wisdom and information and knowledge for me. And it was really interesting to see where your thoughts took you, because you were spanning these wide areas of mysticism and Bitcoin knowledge. And it's just fascinating to listen to your thought process. And yeah, so now you're here on podcast, so you'll be able to show this, or you'll be able to share your genius with the people here. And in the node-to-node, maybe just a quick node-to-node protocol, was a platform we created in the spring, and it was running over the summer, where it was basically just activating our nodes and how to work decentralized without a leader. So I set it up, but I was not a leader per se. And then everyone did workshops, and we exchanged knowledge, and we did sessions with each other. So everybody did sessions with me, and I did sessions with everybody. And so everybody did sessions with everyone. And there, I would say that you went through another awakening where you stepped out as the, you could hold a container, you could lead a group through these remarkable guided meditations. That your genius is just making up on the spot, and just using all the information and data that you gathered together with the intuitive data that you collect in the moment. So it was this journey of knowledge, as well as being aware of the frequency environments, because in these guided meditations we go into frequency environments, which means that the leader is going with that flow, and everyone else steps into that. So it's like a room that your whole energy body goes into that room with the leader, and then the leader sort of moves with the flow, and everybody who is present can experience the voice from the physical person, but everyone also experiences the different rooms that the leader takes us into. And it's sort of almost like rooms inside Thursday then. So Thursday like go to his inner room and he just brings us with him there. And then he just shows us both with the words, but we experience it multidimensionally as well. And actually this podcast is also working a similar way. So, any comments about that, Thursday?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the node-to-node phase, which in my mind is still active. And I learned a lot from each of the nodes, because it's interesting that basically everybody has a different background coming into this Bitcoin thing, and everybody is bringing something unique to the table. And because we've already processed this Bitcoin information, like being alive and just being, we tend to view the best method as a way to integrate it into our being, you know? Like, if you are doing something better than I am, like, it would be silly for me, for my ego, to oppose it. I look at it, analyze it, and if I see it's better, then I'm automatically doing it, or at least trying it to see how it feels. Because we don't trust, we verify for ourselves, right? So basically each of us was presenting a unique way to go about meditation in general. So in our best sessions, so imagine 9 different characters, 3 from North America, 3 from Europe, and 3 from Australia and Asia. So it was like equally spread. And we were holding space for each other. It was like a group prayer, like a very intense focus, but at the same time, a phase of letting go. And we could just feel the programs and the apps we've been running, you know, and just look at them, observe ourselves in relations to those programs, thinking, are they still benefiting us or holding us back? And over time, I found out that where I'm resistant, there is a hint for me to explore and see what am I really fearing in that area. And most of the times, the insight I get by just exploring this rabbit hole, it pays out really good. So yeah, it's been an amazing experience, and I recommend to all Bitcoiners to find their tribe and just start sharing, because everyone we meet is facing a certain battle within themselves. And basically we have unanswered questions, and when we start talking and interacting with other nodes, we get insight from a third party. And this is a sign that we have to pursue that connection to explore it even further, because sometimes it goes in threes, you know, like 1, 2, 3. You can find more than one thing with a certain node. And keep in mind the mirror aspect, because other nodes are mirrors to you. But this goes the other way around. Like, you are a mirror to the other nodes. And what you see in others is just you recognizing that trait, that ability or skill in you. So what would be the best thing to do, the best thing to approach this? And I've been not developing, because it's already been discovered by Socrates and all the ancient Greeks. But this type of questioning and going about the truth, like circulating it and asking things in good faith, and not assuming something, because assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. We tend to go with a fixed belief about the nature of reality or of a thing or of a person, and then we just stick with that idea, and we get rigid about it. And that thing, if we are not refreshing it, this perspective, we might get caught in our own trap, you know. And of course, by meditating and contemplating, we like to let go and to free ourselves from the prison we've built with our own thoughts and old beliefs. But there is also a lot of hope. So the reason we are having this conversation is that others may benefit. And I certainly know of Brisket and Sasquatch, the guys I've been very close for the past 4 months. We've been doing a side project, just getting about once a week, getting together. And we've established this nice dynamic between us, and they are also doing those individual sessions. So if you feel drawn to it, don't hesitate. Both of them have taught me immensely over this year, because we've been part of different groups and things changed, but something also remained the same, you know. And
maybe explain a little bit there. So after node-to-node protocol, it was several of the people there who are now doing sessions with other people. So this is what you're talking about, right? And you can also go to bitcoinconsciousness.com, and there we will put the list of these people that are really good at talking with others, like holding space. And it's not a particular modality, it's not a particular therapy, but we went through loads of different therapies, and then it just is this ability of holding space, because you're not defending a specific modality or a type of or different tool, but it's actually about the person, like you. So everyone knows a lot of tools and so on, but what we sort of found, or what we understand, is that the most effective is to just listen to the person, and then as we are guided to use different tools to overcome certain things. So everyone has their own style, and everyone chooses their own pricing. It's just a group of really lovely people that want to share the love. So maybe for the people listening to this, maybe take a look at that and see if it's one or two people that you're attracted to, that you want to like connect with. And it could be really a big shift coming.
Yes, definitely go and try this experience because most are going for value, so that means if you feel good, if you feel like your wisdom and your knowledge is expanding, and you get to be more calmer and at first you experience this short periods of bliss, but in time those expand. And the key is, it's not like we are the teachers and you are the pupils. It doesn't work like that. A good teacher will ignite something in you, and then you'll go about your business by yourself. The more you give, the more you receive. So this would be a principle that I think holds water. And there are others, of course, like noticing this pattern as above, so below. But it's important to take in mind that as below, so above. So it works both ways. This yin and yang equilibrium is just is. You know, sometimes one part gets stronger and the other part gets weaker, but then they balance out. So maybe as you were a kid, as you are standing by the lake with the still water, the surface of the water, and then for some reason you throw little pebbles or bigger rocks and you start noticing what happens. The ripples on the surface of the water. And then, if you stop throwing rocks, you get to see how the lake is calming down. So, this principle of harmony, it applies in basically all the layers of reality. So, the more you notice this pattern, you also find out that the outside is most likely a reflection of the inside. Therefore, the best work, the best kind of work you can do is work upon yourself. Like all the ancient texts are going about this, know yourself, know thyself, right? But what does that mean? What would be the ultimate goal of you? Of yourself, if not helping your brother or your sister. And the more you can bring to the table, the better it is for the other party. But in order to bring bigger and bigger things to the table, you have to work on yourself. So you see this circle that sounds maybe selfish at first, like work upon yourself, but in reality, it benefits more than you, a lot more than you.
Yeah, it's like these, you said, like these infinite loops that you talked about earlier. It's like as long as you try to fix things on the outside, you're just perpetuating those loops forever. So it's just when you shift off inside and start doing the work inside that actually the things change on the outside. So now, usually in this podcast, I don't include this part, but when I do podcasts, we have usually a meditation before, and then we take breaks where we sort of feel into the frequency environment or time frame. But I was thinking with you, Thursday, that we will do this as part of this episode. So we take now, we just go in and really feel the frequency environment, and then we see whoever speaks first on whatever topic, and that is the direction which we're going in.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's just not neglect the fire and maybe throw some wood, you know, in it to maintain the flame. to be able to enjoy this space. It's amazing how this simple act of breathing in and also breathing out, can regulate body, can calm it down, and you get to live more in the present and let go of all the anxiety, all those worries about the things you did and the things you are about to do in the future. But make no mistake, this is just memory and imagination playing tricks on you. You are not there yet. You are only here in the eternal now. So as you take those deep breaths, you may experience a little bit of imagery happening. Saturn patterns, or if you're really advanced, you may notice the fractals, because nature has this habit of developing it in fractals. And you can meditate about the human body, and you can lie down and spread your legs and your arms and think about the Vitruvian man, you know, that silhouette of a man inscribed within a circle. And this is the part where geometry helps a lot. It used to be regarded such a fundamental part of the human existence, but maybe it lost its touch over the years. But I do think that a segment of the population is still doing it, and it has always been doing this for eons and eons. And I regard those as active nodes, the one that tend to be self-aware, and the other nodes are maybe a little bit asleep. And this would be the part when people think about the matrix and how some get to wake up and some are still plugged in. And maybe the Bitcoiners can be the ones easing up the nodes who are on the brink of waking up. Because you know what happened to yourself and to myself as we are getting into this space. And it's this part of the human nature where we want to do good by others. Just envision the feeling you get by helping a friend, or even a stranger sometimes. It could be something little, and it's not always about money, like giving money away or something, like donations. Sometimes it can be a hug or just a smile that can brighten up someone's day. And then they go about their business, and you know, they received something good, and people tend to even out, and then they want to spread that even further. Because it's not the thing that's happening to you that means something, it's your attitude towards it. So you could be in prison and you can be light as a feather, but you can also be free, but carrying all this weight on your shoulder, like that character from Atlas Shrugged, you know, skipping the whole planet, that big sphere on his back. That's a very good book and very popular within the Bitcoiners.
Yeah, so let's reflect over the frequency environment that we have here with the fire and with Thursday talking in flow, and that the words and the concepts and what he's talking about, it's very interesting, but at the same time, the words and the concepts means nothing. Now, not everyone is tuned into this frequency environment I'm talking about. So if you're not able to tap into this frequency environment, then maybe just take this as intellectual data for the future. Because what happens when you open your energy body, you become sensitive to frequencies. It happens to everyone. It's just human evolution. So then when you sense the frequencies, you sense your own, and then you sense the feelings, the senses from other people. And then you can also sense it around groups. And then you can also sense it in conversations like this. It's like, for us, it's like being in the same room as the people talking, because we have our physical body, but we have our energy body, and the energy body is outside time and space. So if we listen to a podcast, it's like the physical body is in one country, but energy body is there with the people talking. And sometimes it can be difficult to both understand the conceptual ideas and being in the frequency environment. So in the beginning, maybe you have to go back and forth. So it's like if you tune out, if you start caring what I talk about, and it just sounds like then it can be just coming into that feeling. How are you feeling now? How are you feeling now? Like, how is your physical body? How is your emotions? And how are your thoughts moving around? So that's the frequency environment we talk about. And your situation at this moment is affected by the presence of me and Thursday. So it's like if you wouldn't listen to this, you would feel very different. So how you're feeling now is because you're connected to the fireplace and to this place with all the guides and all the other listeners, as we are in this group mind. And it's just me at the moment holding the mic, but I'm just picking up all the signals from everyone present, and the ideas that come through me is just a mixture of the frequencies in this frequency environment.
Yeah. I can almost hear all the ancestors, everyone present behind me and on the left and on the right. Then you are in front of me. And between us is this fire, which is playful. And also a source of heat, because in the northern hemisphere, we are about to go into the winter after probably a brief period of autumn. So it's going to be a little bit chilly, but near the fire is always good. And I think we've been doing this for a very, very long time. Not just our notes, but all the other notes before us.
So let's talk a little bit about the nodes. It could be some listeners that don't connect. So usually we talk about souls, and because we are Bitcoiners and that's how we get started with this podcast and everything. So the Bitcoin network has these nodes where each node is unique, but it's all connected to the same source. And then the correlation with souls is that each person is a node on the creation network. And then you have the option to be an active node. And this means that you don't follow the cultural conditioning in whatever place and time you're existing in. So whatever country, whatever time, or whatever age, that's the local programming. So if you're tuned in to the local programming and playing along in those dramas, husband, wife, child, student, boss, worker, if you're identifying with any of those roles in the time and place that you exist in, you're a passive node because you didn't wake up yet. But when you gain strength, you let go of all those, you realize that this is just illusions. It's just, everyone is just holding these illusions in place by they're sort of confirming false narratives all the time around you. But when you realize that it's false narratives, even though you're the only one, because usually you're the only one before you break out and then you start meeting others. So in the beginning, you think you're crazy and everyone else is living in a reality, but that reality is just the false narrative that everyone is just keep on confirming out of fear. So when we just drop that, we just like, no, I will not play these games anymore. I will not act according to the local traditions. Then you become an active node and you have then instead this fire inside of you telling you who you want to be, what you want to do. And then you just do that, whatever it is. And when you do that, you meet others. You meet other active nodes. And when you meet those nodes, you connect and you become even stronger. You become stronger. And when you become stronger, you find even more active nodes. And then you become even stronger. And so around you is created then a network of active nodes instead of passive nodes. So after some time, your whole network is just active nodes. And that's when your reality really starts switching into abundance and magic, because every day becomes like a reincarnation. So sleep is like death. And then next day it's like a completely new, because you're not following the local conditioning anymore. So you're not staying in any particular role. So you just get your identity from inside, and that identity always changes. So yeah, it's really a nice adventure, and I'm so happy to be alive in this time where, like, I was waiting a long time for 20 years for this to happen, because I could see it already a long time ago, but there was not enough active nodes for me to connect to, or I was not active enough to attract the active nodes. But now it's all happening, and just to go for it. It's like the fears that you have, it's just illusions. So it's almost if you like get the fear, fear means go. Fear means go, because fear, this means you just break it. And then when you break through, it is another world on the other side. It exists and it's growing every day.
Yes, it definitely is. As you were talking, I was remembering about the time before we met. It is indeed true that I reached out to Tomer. And actually, after reading an article of his, if I'm not mistaken, it's called Satoshi and Me, which reminded me of probably the most joyful text ever written about Bitcoin by Hal Finney, called Bitcoin and Me, which I'm not ashamed to say it kind of made me cry. And I still read it from time to time. Next to Isaiah's Job, very nice short story, which I recommend for everybody interested in the things we are talking about here with Sama. And as I was reading Tomer's text, I kind of remembered that the same thing happened to me in a slightly different manner, but as I was driving on a highway. So imagine that speed, and I was with my wife in the car. And something very interesting happened. And it was so powerful. Later, I understood that it was because of the spiritual work I was probably very engaged in, that I met the self, but also my shadow, and having this talk with my highest self, like asking questions and getting instantaneously answers back. And sometimes the wife was answering, and I was just thinking about that question. And it's very, very hard to talk about. But as I was reading that text, I said, okay, so this guy definitely felt it too. So we didn't talk before, I think. We were engaging on Twitter from time to time, and I was enjoying his text. And I was so curious about what were those guys reading and thinking about. How do they know all this stuff? And it wasn't just Bitcoin related. They were very articulated in general. And I wanted to feel that. And the joy I was getting out of it made me want to contribute in my own way when the time comes. So anyway, long story short, I end up writing him a message talking about the thing I've told you earlier. And he was so kind and instantly wanted to know more. And we end up talking for a while. And then he mentioned he was doing sessions with you. And I was, okay, so I was already familiar with your work. And I'm curious, and I wanted to experience that for myself. And fast forward to today, here we are now. But for everybody listening, this is not a race. So you should start slowly, because you're going to hit periods when you'll think you are crazy, and that's when you'll have to stand your ground. So all I'm saying is that there are many Bitcoiners who are eager to help, and if you feel drawn to talking to us, just it's only one click away. And it's not just that with Tomer, like many OGs were very, very open. As you are asking things in good faith, like this kind of made me paranoid in the beginning. Like, why is everybody so kind and helpful? Like, the density and the chances to meet very nice notes and like this with this helpful nature, it's so high in the Bitcoin space that it shocked me in the beginning. Now I got used to it, and I see it as normal. But in the beginning, it was a very powerful feeling, and I'm really grateful I took this step of reaching out, because I thought I was going crazy, and my first thought I was, if this is confirming to be true, that then I don't want to hurt another node, as I'm going to this process of destruction or self-destruction. I took that in as a possibility. But as everybody, I was asking questions about what I was feeling at that point were helpful towards me, that gave me hope. So maybe this is our way of paying it forward. I don't know. We shall see in time. But yeah, what a time to be alive, and seeing that 8 billion nodes chose to incarnate and to be present in those times, despite the fact that it looks like war is on the brink of starting, and other crises and a cascading events of, you know, the current thing that is being discussed over and over, like obsessively, which is like stealing your attention, because where your attention goes, your energy flows. So why would you waste time with news and things that, not that they don't bring value to you, they steal your energy, and you can convert that energy at least to satoshis, so why do it for free? I mean, no.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about these fields, the collective fields of lower frequency that we are all influenced by. So if we look at a node coming down on Earth, you get the local programming, and you get your personal traumas and the traumas from your parents. And so you have your workload, so to speak, to sort out to become an active node. But then we have these collective fields that it's just affecting a whole country or a whole city or the whole world. So we have loads of these different fields that are influencing passive nodes. And to become an active node, you need to sort of win the over each of these collective fields, because otherwise you're dragged into these fields and you're acting according to those fields, and if you do that, you're not an active node, because you're lost into these fields. And It can be an interesting lens to see the world through. If you're a person in some country, and then you can see how everyone in that country tends to act similarly. And this is then examples of these fields. And you have, for example, war, like the field of war. And you have the field of financial scarcity, financial fear. So whatever you're suffering from, whatever field that you're dragged into, you could ask yourself, why am I dragged into this field? Why do I feel financial fear? And then we have other forces that are creating these fears and fields, and they are maintaining them, and they are, that's what you could call the dark side, that they are striving towards low frequencies, fear frequencies. And then you have the light side that are moving towards unconditional love and freedom. Thursday, what experiences do you have with these collective fields?
So the deeper we go in this rabbit hole, we find ourselves exploring this field of connections between us, and it sounds cheesy, but we are really into this together, and this is why being cranky and angry and frustrated is not the solution on the long run. And forgiving and being helpful and cooperative to other nodes is the better way to go about it. So, yeah, it's true. We are connected with each other. And this reminds me of the book our friend Oro was suggesting. So the title was, I think, Power versus Force, which I highly recommend it. And this goes about what happens when people act on different frequencies. So the author was presenting this scale from 0 to 1,000, and basically fear or extreme fear was very, very low on this scale. And the other end is, of course, someone like Jesus Christ, which would be at 1,000. So depending on how you want to experience life, you either go up or down on this scale of awareness and consciousness. The good news would be that just a few nodes going very, very high on this scale could balance a lot of nodes at the lower end. I'm not sure how the author is measuring this, but just go with your imagination and imagine how you feel about your day, about last year, and about your life in general. And if you are fearful, then, as we talked before, just there is your task. And Carl Jung and a bunch of other authors have great literature about this topic and about this subject and how to approach it. And you can use your imagination and think, okay, so someone else set up all these tasks and quests for me to solve. Or it could be the future version of yourself, but it doesn't matter. The game is real and is interactive as fuck, and you are encouraged to play it. And you're talking about earlier about nodes and the creation. So there's this creation node in the center of everything, and we are just sparks on the ice outside of a sphere, of a very, very large sphere. But we all get to be connected with the central node, but also with each other. And the more we grow and we get aware of this situation, the better we are going to play this game. The struggles, of course, are also meaningful, because it could be a lesson that you didn't learn as you're a teenager or a young adult, and now as a full-grown adult, you get to test yourself and look yourself in other people. Like, remember, they are always mirrors of you, of what you are. And because as above, so below, the same way you treat the people below you, the same way you'll be treated by the people above you. And for some reason, this is not obvious to everybody yet. But nature has everything built using this rule, using the golden number. And you should maybe think about and contemplate about this pattern reoccurring or over and over again. And it works also on the cellular level, at the human scale, and then at the cosmic scale. So it's like everything is just under our nose, but we get to be stubborn about it, and we create all this friction. So coming back to the fields you were talking about earlier, we are also receivers. In the top of our heads, we think that the thoughts are formed inside the brain, but I think it works more like a receiver. And this is why we are emphasizing the connection with the node as a two-way communication channel, you know, from you to the node, but also from the node to you. What are your thoughts about this summer?
Yeah, I actually learned a new communication with my node just a couple of weeks ago that I really enjoy. And it's like automatic writing, which is an old form of channeling. But now the modern form is on the phone. So I get guided to sit down sometimes. Sometimes in some periods it's like every day, other times it's like every few days. And then, because I'm guided all the time, so then sometimes I'm guided to sit down and then take my phone out. And automatic writing is just that you allow your fingers to move by themselves. So you don't have any filters. So the filters in the rational mind, they're just a waste of time. Because the true intelligence is working beyond the filters. So the filters, yes, they are popular, but they are not useful. We don't need them at all. It's like, I can't think of any situation where you actually need them now. Because when you live in flow, you do not need them. because when you sort of need them, it's like you just get exactly what you need. So the personal storing of information and this is not relevant anymore in the new consciousness. It's like the next level, it's like the new version, it's the new operating system where the same function that was used by the rational mind is just replaced by a much better system. And so just let go of that. And then when you could just open like the notes app or something like that. And then you might have a format, or I just write the date, and then my fingers just type automatically. And the messages that I get, they're so helpful, so kind. They're like spot on what's happening in my life. They just know exactly what I need to know. And yeah, just the other day, I asked, like, who are you? Because there's so many beings out there, so many guides and all these things. But then the answer was, I'm your highest self, your pure expression, or as you like to call it, your node. I thought it was very charming, because it's like the node just knows everything I do. He knows the sort of the language I use with people. And so it's like almost like he's creating these internal jokes regarding my situation and the concepts that I use to speak to people. And it really helps in tough times. It could be difficult to get the connection up and running when you have a tough time. But it could also be that if you have a good connection, so it's just flowing, you get the message, that then when you're in the bad time, if you read what you wrote just before, then often it's a message there. You already gave the message to yourself before the storm happens in your life. And then when you read that, you feel support and nurtured through the heaviest storms. This is my personal experience. So that's my latest joy, to get those messages sometimes, and they also make me cry sometimes. They are so profound, because it's my node, and it's the earth animal, right? And the earth animal, of course, he's sad sometimes and he's going through stuff. And then so it's this node, and then it's this earth animal, and that relationship between them, that loving relationship between your own node and your animal self, and that they are working together here on earth. So yeah, that was what came up for me regarding that. Do we have some closing thoughts? What comes up for you Thursday?
Funny you should say that. I'm also experimenting with writing things down, and I've made a habit out of it lately. And I've been exploring why it helps. Why is it so helpful to write things down? And maybe it is because every act of creation consists with a thought, a word, and an action. And in this case, writing something down, an idea, or in many cases for me, it's just a plain question, which I'm asking my higher self. And then it could be the same day, but in some cases it could be the day after. It doesn't matter when it happens, because you'll definitely notice it, and you'll know from where it came from. And the actualization and your desire, your thought materialized in the form of a letter or strings of words, sentences, you know. It's like you step out of yourself and you watch how it plays out. And sometimes the thought is perfect and you notice it. And sometimes as you write things down, you see the fault and the slight errors in your judgment and in the way you approach things. And then you would ask a better question just below that. And it goes maybe like this. Clear thinking becomes clear writing. But it also works in reverse. Clear writing becomes clear thinking. And then we go back to creation being first and foremost a thought, a really, really intense thought. So this is how the circle completes itself. It's not like the Ouroboros, you know, the snake was chasing its own tail. The yin and yang, which is half black and half white. But you also need think about a battery. It got the plus side and the minus, right? But you need both in order to function properly. And now for our listeners who were patient enough to stick up to this point, I may offer my own solution for battling and dealing up with anger. My trick, or the trick I discovered, is that you always have to be to put yourself in a situation where you challenge yourself constantly. Because otherwise, your ego is going to get so inflated and is going to ruin your whole enterprise. But as you approach new fields of interest, it might be a hobby, it might be something you used to like to do as a kid, and now, because you're using Bitcoin, you have all this free time, which you can use to research and to work on yourself. Like actually build something, you know, like they say, the bear market is for building. Well, here we are. This is when we concentrate our effort. And then in the next few years, we'll definitely be harvesting those fruits. Because you know that saying, you shall know them by their fruits. So a good tree make a good fruit. And a bad tree would make not a very good fruit, right? And you always want to be your most authentic self, even if you're stupid or silly. Like, this could be, like, if you look 10 years from now or 100 years from now to this moment, What would the listener think about it then? Because we are recording this on a Thursday, funny enough, like 2 days from the white paper celebration and anniversary of 15 years since Satoshi approached the cyberpunks with his idea, and he was challenged and then we go back to the story with Hal and his implication in Bitcoin. And then the rest is history. But one more thing I would like to add before we wrap this up. It's important to focus on remembering things from your life and try to structure it maybe chronologically and see how you felt at each year of your life, and then maybe think about dividing in periods of 7 years. And then you are going to read a lot about this and see how it fits with the first 7 years, then the second, and all those periods. And maybe you'll arrive at the answer of what's the meaning of life, and then you go to 42. And of course, this would be a moment for me to salute my friends from the 58K gang, which of course everybody knows that Bitcoin is 58K forever. So don't worry about the halving, which is about to happen next April. This will not affect our prophecy and our target, right? So thank you for this opportunity. It was a pleasure, and I hope our listeners will get something good out of it, because this is how I see it. We like to put out things that helped us, and maybe others will be guided by their highest selves, you know, to find this. And you can listen it also on a Sunday, or doesn't matter, years from now. I think the things we've been talking about, some of them are really persistent, you know, since many, many thousands of years.
Timeless. And,
yeah, evergreens. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time. I thought we would dive more into all your knowledge of sacred geometry, but maybe we save that for another time. The flow didn't go that way this time. But Thursday has a lot of deep knowledge about several areas. This was special in a different way that I couldn't predict. But it's like different messages almost to the people who come after. It's like almost it's the stories of two nodes, how they went from being passive nodes to being active nodes, and encouraging and showing the way for the passive nodes in the Bitcoin community to take the steps and really go for it. And because the behaviors, the thoughts, the emotions that you subscribe to, they're not yours. It's just collective fields that you're tapped into. And so basically you're living other people's lives. Passive nodes, they live other people's lives. Active nodes, they live their own lives. And you become a player and a co-creator in this world. And the last vision that comes up here for me now is this, I think it's many that have accepted the idea that time and space is just a construct, it doesn't exist, right? So if we go there, time and space doesn't exist, right? So what you have then, what is your world? What's going on there? And this is your complete experience, your physical experience is completely the product of the field that you're in. So the quality of your experiences, the quality of your relationships, the quality of your work, and so on, it's just that frequency. And then it sort of spreads out into time and space, and you have an experience. So it's very much like a video game. And what video game you have depends on which frequency you're tuned into. And this is quite profound when you think about it, because it's all the people you attract, all opportunities, everything. There's no exceptions. So with that in mind, it's time that we take responsibility for our own creation. And let go of the fear, start connecting with each other, connect with us, connect with Thursday. Because every node that comes online is a key. And like Thursday, I've been saying today, that when you reach out, you're welcome. And this is really the time for connecting with each other and stop being lost in these perpetual illusions. Yeah, so thank you, Thursday, for your presence and your frequency here today.
Thank you as well, Sama. It's been a pleasure, and maybe another time we will expand on sacred geometry. But our listeners can go for it and see how it feels for them, because it's important to verify for yourself. I mean, everything, especially our claims. And don't get fooled by my voice. Sam was right. I was a savage once, and a bit of maniac. But now I found other challenges and ways to channel that energy and tension towards something more constructive. I'm grateful for that. Thank you again, Sama, for everything, and regards and greetings to all our friends and all our future friends, because what are strangers if not possible friends, right?
Yeah, we're all one. Yeah. So much love, much thanks, gratitude, and peace.
Yes, we are all one. The soul is eternal, and we are all interconnected. Let's end this.